regular agenda, item 1202.
Authorize application to Oregon Impact for a grant in the amount of $100,000 for overtime reimbursement for participation in Dewey High Visibility Enforcement events during federal fiscal year 2014-2015.
Good morning. Welcome. So tell us about this grant.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. The Portland Police Bureau has been involved in this DUI grant for over the past 10 years. With last year's grant, we were awarded just under $90,000. $90,000 allowed us to arrest over 360 impaired drivers under that grant, and it also allowed for a savings to the city of over $35,000 on late time report writing related to these DUI arrests. Additionally, with this grant, it allows us to work seven additional holidays.
Ben, I'll call you later when we do testimony.
Let these guys make their presentation.
Right. Yeah.
It allows us to work seven major holidays, giving us the opportunity for additional service to the city with no financial impact to the city on that. The funds have continued to increase over the last 5 years, mainly because of the extraordinary performance from the Portland Police Bureau while working this grant. This year's grant would allow us to work over 1,650 hours to be worked towards DUI enforcement through the end of September 30th, 2015. The grant fund has directly impacted saving lives and enhancing community livability in the city, and it just allows us, as through the traffic division, to continue meeting our goals and to exceed our mission statement at the traffic division.
Thank you. Questions? Appreciate the traffic division, especially at the holiday season when there's opportunity for people to forget what the law is. So thank you. Thanks very much. Anyone else want to speak on this item?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet. Good.
All right, then let's take a roll call. Did you want to speak on this, Ben, on this specific grant?
How much is that grant anyway?
It's $100,000 even.
And that's, and they were talking about the grant to help with
drunk driving enforcement.
That's pretty cool. I like that because there's some. I've noticed too about the drunk driving. It's not only that the drunk driving too, but there's some elderly people that get on the road, and I've seen it tons, many times, and they've gotten tons of wrecks. And I want to talk about the drunk driving too. But, like, they'll drive, like, you see this big old bus go by, and it's an elderly guy, and it's like he's swerving a little bit. And it's not that he's not a bad driver. It's just sometimes his glasses need to be adjusted, or he's just a little bit, I mean, they go a little bit slower. And elderly people, they'll be driving, and I've seen him cause a few wrecks, and that's just not putting them down or nothing. It's just wanting them to be in safety. But drunk drivers, man, it's a scary thing out there when you got drunk drivers on the road. I mean, you could kill an innocent person, go through the residential too fast, flying around corners. I mean, I've seen it. I mean, or someone leaving the bar belligerent. I mean, there should be a thing where they should have a thing in the bar where, you know, it's like, well, can I keep your keys and your license if you drink, if you're a driver? I mean, because until you sober up, you shouldn't be allowed to drive away from a bar. I mean, there's lives always at risk when there's a drunk driver in the case. You know, sometimes they might put them on a high-speed chase or even cause a wreck, a disaster. So, yeah, that's cool. If it's helping the city, I love it. I love what I hear. And drunk drivers, you know, it's different when you're walking home or you're a little bit drunk and you're with some friends and they're helping you out and you got a designated driver. But drunk driving is definitely, yeah, that doesn't settle with my stomach when you got a drunk driver out there. So, yeah, if anything that helps the city, that's awesome. Right on. Thank you.
Okay, roll call, please.
Novick.
Appreciate the work that Bureau does on trying to keep our streets safe from drunk drivers and appreciate the grant. Aye.
Fritz.
Let's just all be sensible and don't drink and drive. Don't drive after you've drunk. It's very clear, and that way you don't have to wake up in the morning and wish that you had made some different choices, and perhaps this grant would not be necessary in that case. Aye.
Fish.
Let me just amplify that. As someone who recently gave up his car, take public transportation, take a bus, walk. Do not put someone else's life at risk by getting in a car impaired. And if you do, you should be prepared to suffer the consequences. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Hales.
Thanks for all your support for this. This is good work. Aye. Now.